In California, support for Congressman Gary Condit is diminishing by the day. Democratic lawmakers in Sacramento are considering a plan that would redraw Condit's congressional district in a way that might encourage him to retire. The move comes after one of Condit's closest political allies in California, Governor Gray Davis, publicly criticized the seven-term congressman for the first time. Joining us from Oakland is NPR's Richard Gonzalez. How can California Democrats even consider redrawing the boundary lines of Congressman Condit's district right at this time?
Well, Renee, Democrats here and at the national level are very concerned that Gary Condit has become a drag on the party, and that in the aftermath of what many believe was his disastrous interview with Connie Chung last week, he simply can't recover his stature or the influence that he once exercised in California's 18th congressional district. It used to be called Condit Country because he's a conservative Democrat who's very popular among Democrats and Republicans alike. However, the polls indicate that in the aftermath of Chandra Levy's disappearance, and particularly last week's interview, less than 30% of Gary Condit's constituents would vote to reelect him. Now, this situation just happens to coincide with the once-in-a-decade redistricting process, whereby the political boundaries for state and congressional offices are redrawn, and since the Democrats control the California state legislature, they also control the redistricting process.
And the expectation is that Congressman Condit wouldn't run in a newly drawn district. They can draw it in a way that would keep him from running?
Well, that's the hope, anyway, among Democrats. I should say that nothing is set in stone yet. But according to one scenario, the 18th congressional district would be shifted slightly to include the city of Stockton, which is to the north of Condit's base. Stockton is a blue-collar town, lots of Democrats, lots of Hispanics, and they are thought to be unfamiliar with Condit, but would be sympathetic to a Democrat. And the thinking among party leaders is any Democrat other than Condit. Democrats basically see this as preferable to another alternative, which is Condit's outright resignation. Because if that were to come to pass before December 7th, it would trigger a special election. And that would be an election in which a Republican could conceivably win. And such a Republican would then have a leg up in the race in November 2002.
Now, all of this comes in the context of the national battle to see which party controls the House of Representatives. So where does Governor Gray Davis fit in here?
Well, Gray Davis and Gary Condit are old allies. They date back to their days in the California Assembly in the early 80s. Condit endorsed Davis for governor back when very few people gave Davis a chance of ever winning. Davis even hired Gary Condit's two adult children to work on his staff. But this week, Condit's son, Chad, and his daughter, Katie, resigned their positions in protest after Governor Davis said that he was disheartened that Condit did not speak out more quickly after Chandra Levy's disappearance. Davis's remark is significant because it says that Gary Condit's closest, oldest allies on the state level are withdrawing their support.
And any word whether the congressman will run again?
Gary Condit's son, Chad, said on Larry King the other night that he didn't think his father would run again. However, he has until December 7th to decide.
Thanks very much. NPR's Richard Gonzalez.